Vanderbilt falls tonight to Western Kentucky 76-69. We're joined by Coach Kevin Stallings. We talked before the game. You were trying a couple different things tonight. You were trying to focus on some defense. Just kind of talk about how this evening went.
Well, it didn't work. You know, we've been a little bit of a victim of not having any practice time with all the games right in a row, but we're also a victim of we're not any good defensively, and we've had a lot of slippage. We've had a lot of slippage in effort, and so we've got a big week in front of us here to see if we can rectify some of that and make it better.
You talked about effort. Was the effort better tonight for you, though the results may not have been?
The effort was a little bit better, yeah, but you know, that's the first time that Western scored over 70 this year, and so it wasn't better enough, but we tried to, you know, we tried real hard for 2 days to get it fixed, but it's, you know, it's obviously not fixed, and we'll just have to keep working on it.
Still down the stretch, it was one of those nights where you kept getting to the precipice, kept getting to the edge, and then I don't know how many loose balls got picked up that gave them a second opportunity and another chance to run 35 more seconds.
Well, I've got a coaching buddy that always says that sometimes the moon and the stars align once or twice a season and to go your way and to not go your way. Maybe tonight was one of our nights because the ball came off a couple times and just ricocheted hard and they got it. You'd like to come up with those balls and think that you should, but that was probably the key point in the game. We were a possession down, and I think they were able to run about 70 seconds worth of clock and get a basket at the end of it. And it was a tough shot that they made, but, you know, what we do, Joe, is people just end up getting in their comfort zones against us because they have no fear for our defense. And that's what happens when you don't play with great energy and great effort. And so we're not even really, to be honest with you, we're not even at square one because I think that there's such a lack of respect for us from a defensive standpoint that, you know, we've got ground to make up just to get to even. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can make some ground up this week and figure out a way to get better.
We'll take a break, another minute or two with the coach right after this. Back to the Somme Center, Western Kentucky, a winner tonight over Vanderbilt 76-69. A couple more minutes with the coach. You told us, you know, right before the game that you were not going to start AJ or Jermaine. I think we're always curious to see how guys react to that. How did you felt they reacted to that tonight?
Oh, Joe, the problem is the fact that I feel like I've got to not start them. It's not, you know, it's, I guess it is a little bit of what their reaction is, but, you know, it's just a sad state of affairs when their effort is deemed by the coaches to be such that they have to be taken out of the lineup to have it called to their attention. And which means we've tried everything else. You know, we've tried talking to them and we've tried encouraging and showing on film and we've tried all the other things that we know. I thought they responded okay. They were fine.
Now this exam week is starting now and you've got some time between games. They've got exams to deal with, but you've also got practice time you've got to put in. This is an interesting time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've always tried to be very mindful of their time in exam week, and we will continue to do so this week. We'll try to carve out some opportunities to practice, but they are students first, and so we've got to make sure that they get an appropriate amount of time to get ready for their exams. Thanks.
We'll have more right after this.